Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, and welcome to episode 51 of Trundlebed Tales, looking ahead to Laura Ingalls Wilder in 2014. I think we got a lot to talk about this episode, and I've really been looking forward to doing this one, so I hope that you enjoy it. Before we get to that far, let us just quickly do a little bit of housekeeping. And I want to make sure everybody knows that if you have a question or a comment, if you'd rather listen by streaming to the phone while it's a live episode, you can do that by calling in either to 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5243. Or toll-free 1-877-633-9389. That's toll-free 1-877-633-9389. And both those numbers are listed both on my page for the show on my webpage and on my blog and on the Blog Talk Radio show. And just as a little reminder, since this does seem like it's going to be a big Laura year, you want to make sure that you're getting all the information. So you can find me under either Trundlebed Tales or Sarah Utoff on Twitter, on Facebook, the Trundlebed Tales blog on WordPress, our YouTube channel, on LinkedIn, on Google+, on AcademiaU, and you can create an account on Blog Talk Radio, which is nice for a couple things if you do. It makes it easier to chat in the chat room, and they also send you reminders of any shows that you're following in your email when they have one booked. So bear that in mind. Also remember, with especially the Facebook stuff, they have rejigged their algorithm again. So if you really want to keep seeing things in your results, click through on links. Go to the page periodically, like stuff, comment. We want to see you interacting because that's going to be the best way to make sure you don't miss out on anything. So make sure you do that. And normally here I like to talk about my next upcoming episodes. And while I have several really guests that I'm really excited about coming on in this next couple months, I don't have any exact dates yet. And I try not to give names out until I've got dates to go with them. And I will tell you that I don't have it booked yet either, but before the end of the month, I am going to also do a travel times, and I'm going to be talking about eating Anamana, and I think that will be good too. And I think that should be it for our housekeeping for right now. Okay, well, the Looking Ahead episode hasn't been quite as much of a tradition as the Year in Review, partly because some years it's a lot harder to find out what's going to be going on in Laura fandom than others, and I really have to say, and I really want to take a moment to do that, across the board, kudos, 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 because with one exception, everybody either already had their 2014 calendar on their website, or even if you, or they're there's a couple groups that and organizations that even if it's the day of the event, it isn't going to say anything different on their website because it's always the same weekend, and they just expect you to know that and not put out any dates at all. So that was pretty much everybody. This was super slick and super nice. And because of that, I'm going to actually be giving away a lot more dates for this episode than I normally do because I was able to find them. So if you're planning on trying to take a Laura trip somewhere in 2014, this should be very handy for you to figure out what's going on when. And I'm going to do a blog post that has a list of these dates by the end of the month, and then it'll also have a link back to this episode. Things just here in Trundlebed Tales are going really well. A lot of the things with my Laura building are finally, that have been at stopping places, are finally making some progress. I should have my Laura Christmas tree out there, I'm hoping, shortly after Laura's birthday. We're going to hopefully be broadcasting the podcast out from out there as soon as this wireless mess that we've been having is cleared up and things have been doing well on that. I've got some partially finished YouTube videos that I hope to get finished up soon. So lots of good stuff going on, and I think that you'll really will want to stick around and see what we're doing. Oh, and I wanted to let you know two other things in particular, one of which is that I recently took over doing the Facebook page for the Iowa School for the Blind and Sight Saving School Mary Ingalls Society. And so I am looking for all things Mary, and I'm going to be looking at trying to focus a little bit more on that. It should mean a couple more trips up to Vinton for me this year. So I'm excited about that. And I'm still really excited about my In the Kitchen with Laura program, where we combine stories of Laura's life with some hands-on historic foodways. And it's just a real blast to do. I really enjoyed that. I've got a couple bookings for the coming year. And to try and get other people as excited about it as I am, I'm going to be putting up once a month throughout 2014 a In the Kitchen with Laura project. So I've got the first one ready to go as soon as I upload a picture, and so that'll be coming out in the next week sometime, and I'm just really looking forward to it. So I hope you will be too when we get going. All right, so we're going to first thing out of the gate for a year. Now, some of these things are going to be events that are held every year, and some of them are going to be things that are unique to this year. But as we get going, California is home of the Pomona Public Library. The Laura Ingalls Wilder Room of the Pomona Public Library was very early on named after Laura and has had the longest uninterrupted run of Laura Ingalls Wilder gingerbread sociables in honor of Laura's birthday in the entire country. And there was about 2 years ago, there was part of the financial troubles the government of California had been having. It looked like they were going to shut down the building. And as they have an amazing collection of Wilder materials, lots of people were pretty upset about this, and of course the people who live there were pretty upset about it because it was their local public library, and things seemed to have, they got an emergency funding by getting money out of the road budget, and that's the last I had heard. They were only supposed to be funded for a full year, but there does not seem to be an imminent shutdown now, and they are planning their latest Laura sociable, gingerbread sociable, and that is going to be on February 2nd, 2014. So, sadly, once again, I don't think I'm going to make it out there, though I really, really want to. But if any of you live in California, the gingerbread sociable is a major event I think you'd enjoy going to. Okay, now we're going to go through the home sites in basically in the order that Laura lived there. In Pepin, if you've been following along with me at all from my pictures on Facebook or their blog posts, you know that they have been building a new addition that unites the two buildings they have there at the Pepin, usually open for use at Laura Days. Yay! And that sounds like a little thing, but honestly, if you travel in some of these small towns, having a nice place to use the facilities, it cannot be overstated the importance of that. It's going to be a big step up for the museum, and that's even without seeing their display that they put into it. The official opening ceremony is supposed to be June 21st, 2014. My guess is it'll actually be open before that, and that's just a ceremony, but I can't. And with your name in it to welcome every single person that comes to Pepin for $60. And their Laura Days, which I'm going to be speaking at again this year, are going to be held September 13th and 14th. That's September 13th and 14th, 2014. And they have been making a big effort on social media, so you'll want to be checking with them if you have any thoughts of going to just find out what they're doing. Independence is doing a Winter Prairie Pledge Drive. There are various amounts, and there are premiums, like it was a public television pledge drive, so you can pick what you want, and whatever you pledge for that item, you get, or if you pledge enough for that item, you get it sent to you as a premium, which is kind of a cool thing. They, again, are going to be having Prairie Days, June 14th, 2014, and they already have various living history events scheduled throughout the year, and the entire schedule is available on their website. Which moves us along to Walnut Grove. And I am very, very, very happy to announce that after whatever problem there was last year, so that the Walnut Grove and the DeSmet pageants weren't on the same three weekends, they are back to the same three weekends, which is a majorly good thing, because I think if you are planning to go to either Walnut Grove or DeSmet, unless you just do not have any time at all, it is well worth your while to do both. They are close enough together that if you get as far as it takes to get to one of them, you might as well go on and complete the trip and do the other half. And a great way to do this is to do both pageants, the one in Walnut Grove and the one in DeSmet, on the same weekend. Now, I have actually done this now twice, I think, and it really, some people might think that it would be too much of the same thing, but they're really very different experiences. The Walnut Grove pageant is, well, I like to say it's Hollywood, with a lot of special effects, musical numbers, it's timed to steal a line from another musical down to the last wave of the conductor's hand on the last train out of town. And the DeSmet one, they change the story every year. It's a lot more like you're eavesdropping on the Ingalls family. Totally different events, totally different takes on the same thing. And it is not too much of the same thing to watch them in the same weekend. I strongly recommend people doing that if you can, especially if you don't get to go back to either place very often. This is sort of showcasing the best and the most things going on, is to hit those two weekends. So the weekends for the Walnut Grove and DeSmet pageant, for the Walnut Grove pageant, because the DeSmet one actually does 3 days a weekend, and Walnut Grove just does two. So Walnut Grove's dates are going to be July 11th and 12th, 18th and 19th, and 25th and 26th. And if you have not been living under a rock, you should know by now that 2014 is the 40th anniversary of the Little House on the Prairie television show. And the major event that's planned, there's a couple smaller ones that I've heard of, but the major event that is planned in this country is going to be in Walnut Grove, Minnesota, for July 25th, 26th, and 27th. Now, I had a couple of the organizers of that event on the show, so if you haven't had a chance to listen to that yet, you may want to go ahead and catch it, and we'll have them on again when it gets a little closer to, and they can give us some more details. The hotels around Walnut Grove, there are not any in Walnut Grove proper, but there are in the towns around, and they are starting to fill up. So if you have interest in coming to this, I strongly recommend that you go ahead and look at getting tickets for the pageants that night. They are going to be limiting the number of tickets that they sell, and they are more than normal. So if you're interested in going then and seeing the reunion stuff, make sure you take the time. I would say now is not too soon. I already have both my reservations and my tickets for the Walnut Grove pageant. So go ahead, get that made, and if you're not so much interested in that, plan on maybe trying checking out one of the pageants the other two weekends, because I think it's still a great time to go even without all the extra events for the television things. That brings us to Baroque, and they are planning once again to have their fundraiser, the Spaghetti Supper. This has been a fundraiser every year since before the museum opened, so I think it would be a lovely thing to try and do. This year it's going to be on February 14th. The dolls that sat, and that they were really kind of known for, that sat in the front parlor of the Masters Hotel, they had been constructed by a former board member who donated them to the museum when she passed on, have been returned to the maker's family. So that is, so it gave them a chance to kind of reorganize some things. And I think they have made some nice changes since when I was there in October. They are now having birthday parties. So if you have a little Laura fan in your life and he or she would like to have a birthday party there, I think it is totally doable. And it was a great time. That's what I was doing there in October. I took my niece and nephew, and we went up there and had a lovely birthday party. It was great fun, and I think anybody would enjoy that. And their Laura Days is, again, going to be the fourth Saturday in June. The Laura Days is a great time to go to Baroque. There's a lot more going on than normal. I've always enjoyed it. Since they've moved to this state, they tend to have bad weather more weekends than not. And it is actually the Saturday and Sunday of the that fourth weekend. So you may want to have an alternative plan if you plan to go, but it really is a lovely day. There's a lot going on. They have a great parade. I think you'll like it. The Smet, their pageants. Now remember, it's the same weekends as Walnut Grove, but with an extra day added. So they'll be July 11th, 12th, and 13th. The 18th, 19th, and 20th, and the 25th, 26th, and 27th, all of July. And this year's play is These Happy Golden Years. Now, they have previously had it so that once they wrote a play, because they don't just have a set of these plays and say, oh, it's okay, it's time to do this one and pull it out again. They sort of reimagine and reinvent the performance every single time every single year that they do a particular play. So in the past, they've, you know, pulled one out, got it really going, and then maybe kept it for 2 or 3 years before they moved on to the next story. But they've decided it would be easier for people to know what to expect and to for people to be able to come and make sure they've seen every title that they do by having it set up so they just automatically cycle through all the books set in Smet, except for the first 4 years. They did the first 4 years 1 year, and it just didn't seem to work as well in their format. So they probably will wait quite a while before they try that one again. But this year they're doing These Happy Golden Years, and so in 2015 they'll be doing By the Shores of Silver Lake. So you can plan ahead on that. Mansfield's main focus is going to be trying to get their new building. Now, the plans for this have been discussed, information both on their website, and if you go to the Trundlebed Tales blog and look for Ozark, search for Ozark Watch, you'll find a page with a little bit more information and a video of some of the people from the museum talking about what this new building is going to be. They have gone through and done a future site use map, which is pretty well done, but they haven't found they were really talking. When we first talked to them about it during, it was about the time of Lollapalooza 2012, they really thought they were going to be in construction last year. That did not happen. So they're really trying to get in, to push through with this and really putting a lot of focus on trying to get that new building to to be under construction in 2014, and we certainly wish them the best of luck. The pageant that they have down in Mansfield, which is, again, a totally different experience than the other two pageants, it really is worth your time to do all three. Their pageant is a musical and goes through basically the whole story of Lourdes. They have the most excellent seats to watch the performance with back support, which if you've sat on the benches in some of the other places, boy, having a nice thing with back support is not something to sneeze at. It's a fun thing, really nicely done. They have a great a natural amphitheater there that they have built a true stage. Really great time. I cannot say enough about it. And I love their songs. They just, you know, it's been a long time since I've seen it, and I can still sing some of their songs. They have performances. It's a little different than the other two pageants because they kind of break it into two blocks. And the first block is in July, just like the other two pageants. You can go to the Mansfield pageant July 5th, July 11th and 12th, and July 18th and 19th. Then they take off a month and come back in for the fall, where you can go to see it August 29th and 30th, September 5th and 6th, September 12th and 13th, September 19th and 20th. The Wilder Days this year is going to be September 19th and 20th. So September 19th and 20th, 2014. I really thought I was going to get down there for Wilder Days last year, and I totally failed. I'm putting it on the agenda again for this year. I'm hoping I can make it. No promises. The Malone dates, I haven't been able to get a hold of any yet. And Spring Valley also hasn't given me any special thing that's going on there, except I know they're going to be getting a new credit card machine, which is a happy thought, especially for people who want to do orders by mail or by phone. Vinton. You will remember, and if you don't, you can watch the video that shows you, well, the after effects of what happened. There were a thing called a derecho, which is straight-lined winds that have the force of a tornado that took off the roof of the blind school 2 years ago now, I think it was. And it was immediately followed by a total downpour of rain. If it was not for the cement cap that had been in place, a lot more of the building would have been damaged. As it was, a lot of stuff in the attic was lost. Some of the area in their museum, a lot of the other area was damaged. And since they had just recently stopped having student boarding there, there was a real chance that the Regents would just let the building go, and they didn't. They agreed to have funds for a temporary roof for last year, and they are currently in the process of putting a new roof on. That is supposed to be finished in July. If you go to the blind school in the meantime, make sure you have to enter through these plywood tunnels from either side of the building that go to the stair step towers that are normally on the back. It really looks like you can't get in there very well. When I was there in December, I ended up having to walk all the way around the building basically till I figured out where I'm supposed to be going to get in. So look for them. They have real doors on the outside, and they're these little tunnels out of plywood. They have had a successful kickoff event in honor of Mary's birthday, January 10th, and they are going to be having the first, they hope, annual pageant at the blind school the first weekend in August. I am definitely going to be there, and I hope you will be too. This is the chance to attend the initial showing of a Laura event, and the turnout they get, I think, will definitely encourage them, if they get a good turnout, to be doing more Mary-themed stuff. They are looking for more Mary-themed stuff. And again, you should like their Facebook page And this coming week, I haven't put it out yet, but they have gotten a sign approved that is going to mark the school as a Mary Ingalls site. And I look forward I'm going to be releasing the picture this week, and I'm looking forward to seeing many, many, many people have that added to their Laura scrapbook, a picture standing by the sign. Partly because I'm doing the Mary Facebook page, I'm really kind of been turning some of my attention to Mary this year, and I hope you will too. And so if anybody catches Mary Ingalls dolls, Mary Ingalls references, anything you think about Mary or blind schools or the beadwork she did or anything that could be related back to Mary, be sure to let me know, because we're going to be looking for lots of stuff. We want to put the spotlight fully on Mary, and I think she'll enjoy that. The Herbert Hoover Presidential Library is again going to have their Laura event for Labor Days, and they have already asked me about it. I'm going to be doing a program called Laura Ingalls Wilder Around the Next Bend in the Road. It's a really, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm glad to be coming back, and I hope that I will see lots of you out there on Labor Day. Also, there are going to be some books coming out. Another thing that you should have heard about, if you haven't, is Pioneer Girl is now supposed to be coming out summer 2015. As this would be a nice, summer 2014, which would be a nice thing because it would be exactly 30 years after when they first promised that it was going to come out. I've been waiting since 1984, and so I'm not holding my breath. But it would be a great thing if it did come out, because if for no other reason, it would stir up some more publicity about Laura, and we want to make sure there is plenty of that. Another book coming out this year is Laura Ingalls Wilder, American Writer on the Prairie by Sally Ketchum. It's coming from Taylor and Francis in sometime in 2014. It is an academic press, and I think it is mainly directed towards an academic-type audience based on the description on their website and the price of the book. I'm always a little bit nervous when it's somebody I don't know coming out with a Laura book, because too often I think people don't realize there's been all this research that has been done by various people, and they think that the stuff that first came out in the early 80s, were first made available in the early 80s, is sort of all there is, when that really isn't true. I'm hoping that that this will be a really interesting title. It's supposed to have some reproductions of original documents in it, and I am looking forward to seeing what it's going to be. There is also a non-Laura sites going to be some Laura events. Heritage Hill in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and really Wisconsin has sort of taken the baton, the Laura baton, and really run with it. They are going to be doing their Laura Ingalls Wilder event, which they've been doing for a number of years, Friday, July 26th. Is what I had on there, but and then also Genesee's Country Village Days is going to have Laura, or Village and Museum also has been going through, has been doing Laura Days for a while. This year they're going to be August 2nd and 3rd, and they're in New York. So if you're closer to the East Coast, you may want to check them out. And finally, Old World is celebrating for the second year an entire month of Laura Ingalls Wilder. Old World Wisconsin's World of Little House is going to be running from June 28th to July 31st, 2014. They have something Laura-specific going on every single day. I got a chance to briefly talk with one of the people behind that at Old World Wisconsin at a conference I was at this fall. And they have even bigger and better plans moving forward. And I just really can't wait to see. Old World Wisconsin is in Eagle, Wisconsin, about an hour from where Ma was born. And that is about what we've got for today. And it works out well because we are pretty much out of time. But I want everybody to bear in mind that these were the things that I was able to find information about. They may change dates or descriptions before that time of year rolls around, and I am sure there are going to be other Laura Ingalls Wilder events that come up. Please let me know if you are going to, or if you hear about some event going on, or if you find out about something that I missed. Oh, and I should also mention, and I didn't, that the Little House on the Prairie TV show is going to be released on Blu-ray this year. And they're going back to the season-by-season set. So if you've already gone through and bought it, the set on VHS tapes and on DVD seasons-by-season and the complete series on DVD, time once again to buy the white album, as they say in Men in Black, and this time get them season-by-season on Blu-ray. So just the first season, I think it looks like from the description, is going to be coming out this year, but that is also something to watch if you are a TV show fan. Thank you, and I hope everybody enjoyed our roundup and looking ahead of Laura Ingalls Wilder in 2014. I hope you will plan on spending a lot of 2014 with me. If you haven't yet, I have gotten really bad at the end of the last year letting people know that a new program was coming out, so you may want to go back and make sure you didn't miss any, especially check out the special episode about the Walnut Grove reunion that's coming up, the special about the Mary Ingalls Society and the School for the Blind in Vinton, and the one where I had a young up-and-coming actor from out in Hollywood interview me. So that was kind of fun, too. And a roundup for the end of the year of 2013. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope that I will find you all again soon for Trundle Bed Tales.